The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
That's right, you're radio activists here coming to you from the battleground state of Florida, where we have had a result in the presidential election. As you well know, on Tuesday night, America elected Donald J. Trump as the next president of the United States, and we used the election, that is, the opportunity to go into the battleground states. And let me just get the disclaimer out of the way here, as I often have to do, and that is, Created Equal itself does not support or oppose candidates. We did not endorse Donald Trump for president. We did not oppose Hillary Clinton for president. We just don't do that. First of all, we wouldn't do it because we're an educational organization. We deal with the issue of abortion. But secondarily, because we are a 501c3 charity, our charter prohibits us from doing that. But having said all that, now we can talk about the election. And Donald Trump has been elected president. Now, personally, I grappled with this decision, as many did, whether to A, vote for him, and B, endorse him. And it took me many months to decide what I was going to do. Because like many, very troubled by the behavior of Donald Trump. Very, very troubled by his lewd behavior and actions. Very troubled about the way he treated women. Still am troubled about all that stuff. I mean, obviously he's not a good guy when it comes to those things. But when it came down to it, I decided to vote for him because I felt it was important to block the doors of the White House to Hillary Clinton, someone who's been fighting the Clintons for 25 years and just looking at what the future may hold in just the next 4 years or even beyond that. I felt that it was incumbent that we kept her out of the White House. We would have given up on the U.S. Supreme Court. Many other problems, I think, would have come about if Hillary would have been put in the White House. And I think all of us are aware of her baggage. So I supported Donald Trump individually as private citizen Mark Harrington, voted for him, endorsed him. Not because I think he's a good guy, not because I believe in everything he said or did, but he represented damage control. And that is that we needed to keep Hillary out of the White House. Well, it's all said and done now. All the prognosticating, the polls, and all the debate with the Never Trump people, those kinds of things are all done now. And so we can move on to the analysis of the election, which I know you, if you've been following any of this, that becomes a little bit too much to handle. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that today. I do want to give a couple of notes, my own personal thoughts. But then we want to move on. We want to move on to what do we do now? What do we do now as a Christian community? What do we do now as a pro-life community now that Donald Trump is the 45th president of the United States? But before you do that, let me give a couple of thoughts, and you may have heard these things elsewhere, and so if I'm repeating what others have written or said, so be it. Well, I'm going to make it fairly quick. I want to go down a list that I have as far as the winners and the losers on Tuesday night. The winners and the losers on Tuesday night, since Donald Trump has been made president-elect of the United States. First winner is the people. The people themselves. Many people wrote off Donald Trump, thought he would not win because Hillary Clinton would win, because she had the establishment vote. This was a good example of people rising up who are sick and tired of what's happening in Washington, D.C. Lots of people came out, and Donald Trump carried the Rust Belt, which no one expected that to happen. His campaign people apparently saw something there. And the Reagan Democrats, those Democrats out there who were, you know, the working class, came home for the Republican Party on Tuesday night. So I think the people won in the sense that they didn't listen to the polls. They didn't listen to all the stuff about Donald Trump. They basically said, listen, I'm tired of what's happening in Washington, and I'm going to vote for this guy because he represents change to me. Michael Moore called Donald Trump a human grenade. I think that's probably accurate. And that a lot of people just want to simply, rhetorically or metaphorically, I should say, blow up Washington, D.C., and Donald Trump represented that to many people. The second thing is, of course, preborn children won. That is, they were given a reprieve. It doesn't mean that tomorrow or on January 20th when he takes the oath of office that suddenly abortion is going to be outlawed across all 50 states. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But what we do have is an opportunity to get someone on the U.S. Supreme Court, and maybe more than one person in the next 4 years, that can at least bring some equilibrium to the court. Hillary Clinton would have nominated leftists. She would have nominated abortion advocates to the U.S. Supreme Court. There's no doubt about that. So preborn children have been given a reprieve. I'm going to be talking about the pro-life agenda that we that Donald Trump has said he's going to implement, and how we're going to keep his feet to the fire here in the coming years. I think patriots won on Tuesday night. That is, those who care about the country, those believe in traditional values, those that believe in the American founding and the American experience, freedom, liberty, capitalism. I think they won on Tuesday night. The pragmatists won. Those people that think that we have to have incremental change, that we're not just going to vote for what we think is the most pure candidate. People that are realistic about politics, that realize that Donald Trump wasn't their guy, more than likely, but he was, you know, the lesser of the two evils, in a sense. So pragmatists won. I think the rule of law won. Donald Trump ran as a law enforcement candidate. And therefore, our men and women in blue, I think, will be supported by a Donald Trump presidency. At least that's what he represented in the campaign. I think our military won. Donald Trump has talked about supporting veterans. He's talked about not gutting the military, the spending of the military. I think he's going to be supportive of our men and women in uniform. The Constitution won, and I mean in specifically the U.S. Supreme Court. And that means that Donald Trump hopefully will put up a strict constructionist to the court. That's his promise. Therefore, we might be able to bring some kind of sanity back to the U.S. Supreme Court. Evangelicals won. This was something that caught me by surprise because in my old little world of the pro-life movement, we often hear about all the Never Trumpers. And those folks were generally evangelical, not completely, but a lot of them were. And I thought there wouldn't be much of a turnout when it came to evangelicals. But evangelicals supported Donald Trump at 81%. That means 8 out of 10 self-identifying evangelicals came out and voted for Donald Trump. That's more than John McCain, more than Mitt Romney. I was shocked by that. And that's a good sign. It means to me that they saw the impending concerns that might be brought about by a Hillary Clinton presidency, and they voted to stop her from gaining access to the White House. Many other things, but those are the winners I would submit to you when it comes to Tuesday night and the election of Donald Trump as president of the United States. Now, we all know, hopefully by now, that not only have the Republicans taken the White House, but they've also retained a majority in the United States Senate. That is 52-48. The United States Senate remains in Republican control. That's number one. Number two, they retained the control over the U.S. House of Representatives. 239 Republicans to 198 Democrats. So they retained control of the House. They lost, I think, a couple of seats there. But so basically what we have here in many regards is a mandate. They talk about mandates during elections. I think Donald Trump has gotten a mandate, more than likely. The electoral count right now, as I speak to you, is 306 electoral votes for Donald Trump. And the last time I checked, I think it was 228. I could be wrong on that, for Hillary Clinton. That's a sizable, in this day and age anyway, with the type of polarity we have in United States politics, that is a sizable electoral victory. I wouldn't necessarily call it a landslide because he did not, I don't think he's going to win the popular vote when it's all counted, but he did win a sizable electoral college victory. And so Donald Trump will have a majority in the House and Senate in Washington, which means he should be able to hopefully implement much of his agenda, and that's a good thing. Other things that I think are very hopeful is that the Republicans now control 32 of the 50 state houses in the United States. That's a strong majority of state houses now controlled by Republicans. And of 24 of those 32 state houses, the Republicans also control all the chambers of the state house, in other words, House and Senate, what they call a trifecta. So not only do we have a trifecta on the federal level, that is, we control the White House, the House of Representatives, and the United States Senate, but in 24 of the 32 state houses, which are controlled by Republicans, we also control the House of Representatives and the Senate. So this is a bad night for Hillary Clinton. It was a bad night for the Clintons generally, the Clinton legacy, the Clinton era, the Obamas, all the elites, the establishment. It was a bad night for them. It was a good night for the people. It was a good night for those who are tired of the status quo, business as usual in Washington. And therefore, I think it opens the door because things are being shaken up across America. Folks, we are seeing a political revolution take place right before our eyes right now. Think about this. In 2010, we saw a sweeping victory of the Republicans in the House. And then again in 2014, we saw it again. And here again in 2016, we have seen it now take the White House. So this has been happening for years. And now it's come to fruition in the presidency of the unlikely presidency of Donald Trump. So those are my my winners, the winners of the Tuesday night's election. And when we get back, I want to talk about some of the losers. I think many of you might know who those are. Some of the losers of Tuesday night's election. And I also want to talk about what's going on our college campuses and across the country in reaction to Donald Trump becoming the 45th president of the United States. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn. And I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Here at in the Mercier Show, your radio activist and voice of resistance coming to you from Florida here. I am taking a few days after the election to try to decompress a little bit, you know, to kind of unload, take a little time and just relax and reboot a little bit, taking some time to gather my thoughts so that we can come out running, ready to hit the ground when the first of the year, when Donald Trump takes the oath of office on January 20th of 2017. So we're talking about the winners and losers of this election. We talked about many of the winners. Of course, the biggest loser were the Clintons themselves. Let me just say this, folks. As I was watching the returns come in, I could tell you the wave of hope that came over me. Now, I'm not speaking – Donald Trump is not our savior, obviously. The man is flawed, terribly flawed. But the idea that the people rose up and said no to Hillary and Bill Clinton is very gratifying to me. As someone who has spent 25 years – of my life, virtually, battling the Clintons on the abortion-killing issue. 25 years of attempting to stop them. It was nice. I mean, it was just gratifying. I did shed a bit of tears and joy when the Clintons were defeated. I have to say, Mrs. Clinton was very graceful and, very respectful in her speech. But it's just nice to see that the Clintons are now gone for good. We won't have to worry about that. The other losers, I think, are the Obamas themselves. Their legacy is now really, I think, in jeopardy as far as what history will judge them. Of course, President-elect Trump has said that he's going to repeal and replace Obamacare. So that is Obama's main piece of legislation. And so that who knows whether that'll happen or not. The other losers are the elites themselves. The Bush family, which I have great respect for the Bushes. I like George W. Bush. I love his father. I, in fact, like Jeb Bush as well. But I think they were wrong in opposing Donald Trump. It would have been best if they could have just kept silent about it or even endorsed him. I understand why they did, but they're a loser in this. They're on the outside. The Obama legacy, corruption itself was a loser on Tuesday night. I think a lot of people went to the polls to vote against Hillary Clinton because of the corruption of the Clintons. A big loser on Tuesday night, Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, who receives $500 million of our tax dollars. They are now running scared. I can tell you that. They are freaking out at Planned Parenthood that they might lose that $500 million. I can tell you that will be one of our number one agenda items coming in 2017 and beyond, and that is to defund Planned Parenthood finally. And I think we may be able to pull that off now that we have the White House, the House, and Senate. The establishment GOP, who did not endorse Donald Trump, they're losers. The Never Trumpers, sad to say, you guys are losers. I mean, not that you're losers in general as far as your life and all that. I understand why people didn't support Donald Trump on conscious reasons. But he won. Donald Trump won, and if you're a Never Trumper, your vote didn't count. Sorry, have to break that to you. Those pundits like George Will and Bill Kristol are losers. In fact, I saw George Will early on the set at Fox News until it was apparent that Donald Trump was beginning to win, and then George Will was never to be found the rest of the night. And there's a reason for that, because George Will was wrong about Donald Trump, that he was going to lose. Identity politics lost. That is, playing the race card and the gender card didn't work. Now I hope, and I'll be the first to be proud if we ever elect a woman to be the president of the United States. I think it would be a good thing. But voting for someone based on their gender, to me, is not what we should do. We should vote on them based on their worldview, whether their worldview lines up as closely as possible to the biblical worldview, and whether they can promote good or at least try to be a stopgap or prevent evil. So identity politics lost. That is pitting Americans against each other based on their class, their race, their gender, whether they're homosexual or LGBTQ plus, and so on. Those types of identity politics lost. I think Iran lost. On foreign policy, Iran lost, ISIS lost, the Russians, China. They're all probably very concerned about a Trump presidency. Political correctness lost. I mean, Donald Trump was very politically incorrect, and a lot of people were just sick and tired of the political correctness in America, and they voted for him because they saw him as someone who would stand against that kind of thing. Anti-Americanism lost. Patriots came out and voted, folks. Now, let me transition. We are seeing these riots across the country, protests against Donald Trump in major cities. And, you know, to me, it seems a bit odd, although obviously we Americans have the right to the First Amendment to say what we like. But what are these people asking for? I mean, we had a democratic process of electing our next president. It was fair for the most part, and Donald Trump won. He won. What would they have it? What would they prefer? Would they prefer that that Hillary Clinton somehow just takes over? That there's a coup or something that we can force the American people to submit to our bullying tactics? I don't get it. Where else can you have the type of fair elections like you have in America? And I know there's some fraud out there, but for the most part, it's fair. And President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and President-elect Donald Trump called for Americans to accept the result and to support Donald Trump and to work within the processes we have as a representative republic. If you have issues in our government, if you have problems with the way things are, don't riot. Don't go out and burn down, you know, the city. Don't light on fire the American flag, although you have the right to do it. Everybody has the right in America to be stupid if they like. I mean, they can't. And I'm just saying, if you have a problem with the election, we have another one in 4 years. We have an election in 2 years for the House and Senate. If you don't like Donald Trump, the way to stop him is take control of the House, take control of the Senate of the United States, not go out and riot. Well, folks, that's a little bit of what I have to say about the election. I don't have time to get to this. The political correctness is happening on the campuses across the country. But I will say this. There are people that are reacting to this in ways that just seem very strange. One, for example, in Penn, the University of Pennsylvania, the administration is setting up safe spaces for students because they felt that they called in sick, people would not go to class because they felt, quote, unwell. So this is the problem with us right now. We coddle these students. We give them free rides. We pay for the majority of their college, and then we coddle them. We keep them from dealing with real issues like elections. You know, if you can't deal with the results of the election, then get involved politically and change it. Don't cop out and call for safe spaces. Don't cop out and say, I can't come to class today because I'm feeling unwell. Deal with it. Grow up, people. Grow up. And unfortunately, we see that all across America at these college campuses. And hopefully that will be changing as these young people begin to grow up. So anyway, I leave that with you. Want to just say we will be working hard with a Donald Trump presidency to end what's going on in to work with what's happening in Washington and work with Donald Trump to implement the pro-life agenda that he stood for in the campaign, and hope and pray. Folks, pray for President-elect Trump. He's going to need it. He's got a battle ahead of him. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.